Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever my voice is heard. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live and in the studio, praise the Lamb of God, with my co-host and myself, Prophet Daryl Saunders. Are you there, Prophet? Hello?
This is Raphael, Prophet. You unmuted my line.
Oh, Miss Raphael, I know something is going on, man. You know. I see that 734 error code, and I'd be thinking that is the prophet. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
we're blessed of the Lord and highly favored in God. For just another day's journey, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, you've been in queue with your mic hot. What is it you bring to me today?
I don't know why I was in queue, but I'm supposed to be doing prayer today.
You're supposed to be doing prayer today? Okay, well, praise the Lamb of God, son. You just hold on there because I know one thing, that Elder Raphael White knows how to approach the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful day here in the studio, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's here with us today and those of you that are chiming in. And those of you listening to us in cyberspace and you would like to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so by dialing area code 646-564-9818. That's area code 646-564-9818 and become a part of our live studio. On yesterday, our daughter and our administrator, boy, Angelique, carried the show for us, and we thank and praise God again for her being able to be available. I taught a dynamic class. I might do some highlights of that today on Tuesday night, talking about the gift of administration. And as I was going down those prerequisites and those elements of the gift, praise God, I found myself looking over at her sitting there saying, my God, I really have a wonderful, wonderful administrator, because Angel is really a special, special person in the earth realm, a gift to the body of Christ, as well as to the ministry there at Truth Christian Assembly and to her father. So I just thank and praise God for her again. Boy, oh boy, it's just wonderful to be alive and feeling, as grandmama and them would say, halfway decent. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful day it is in my eyes. I just feel happy today for some reason. I'm joyous. I'm bubbly. Maybe it's because of the word of the Lord, boy. I tell you, this passage of scripture I read, well, I woke up in the middle of the morning, Raphael. It was about, oh my God, I don't know, maybe 3, 4 o'clock. I really didn't even look at the clock. And as I was, you know, I went to the laboratory, I came back, I sat on the side of the bed and just started praying, looking out at the cracks of the blinds on the window and looking at the sky and everything, and I just started praying. I just got into the presence of God. And for some reason or another, I just went into reminding God of his promises towards me and things of that nature, and praying over, you know, my loved ones and over PSM and Truth. And while I was in prayer, the Lord spoke to me and just allowed me to know that everything was all right and that things is well. And once that happened, I turned, you know, and turned in and laid down and went back to sleep. When I rose and read my meditation today, my meditation blew my mind, because it was a part of what the Lord spoke to me. Again, he said to me that he had waited that he might bless me bountifully. And this passage of scripture in Psalms 18:19 said this morning in my meditation, he brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And I just thought it was so wonderful just to read that passage of scripture, knowing that God delights in us, praise the Lamb of God, and that there are things that we can do as it relates to our faithfulness and our faith in God and our trust and dependency on his word, praise the Lamb of God, no matter what, that brings us into a place before God that is delightful, praise the Lamb of God. And I want to be a delightsome something in the eyes of God, that God looks at me and see, praise the Lamb of God, that my ways please him. Yeah, I think that's the way to put that, that my ways please him. Praise the Lamb of God. So I wanted to drop that in everybody's spirit as a seed, hallelujah, to seek to become delightful in the eyes of the Lord, that you become a delightsome land, hallelujah, that you become a delight in the eyes of God. Boy, that is awesome all by itself. And it doesn't take a whole lot of a word for me, just one sentence, one statement, one phrase, hallelujah, sometimes even one word out of the Word of God excites me to the point that I was when I read that. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I love Jesus today, praise God, and we're thankful for all of those that's calling in. Boy, the boards are lighting up, and we thank and praise God for each of you all over the country and abroad that's calling in today. Wow, 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 wow. What a wonderful God we serve. He is just awesome in all of his ways. I didn't get a chance to even talk about, praise God. Oh, yes, we did. I wasn't on Wednesday, so I didn't talk about Tuesday night service. Praise God there at the Truth Church. We thank and praise God for those that were there and the move of God always in that service. Praise God. And praise and worship. God is just an awesome God, and we just give him all the praise for what he's doing, praise God, in this day and time. All right. We're moving right along to our prayer right now, praise God. Anyone have special prayer requests, you can push one on your dial now, and we will entertain that as we're setting the stage for Elder Raphael White, who is going to pray for us out of Chicago today, praise God. Here's one right here, praise God. Here, who is this? Erica 864. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. This is Sylvia.
Good morning, Sylvia. How are you doing today?
I am good. Good morning, everyone. I have a prayer request for one of our members who's not able to be on today, but her brother was sent over to the hospital yesterday, and just prayer for him. The doctor stated his colon could pop, so we just want to pray against that. Just keep him lifted and the family lifted.
Wow. Okay. And what member is this?
It's for Donna Griffin, and they.
Okay. We want to pray for Donna Griffin's brother. Praise God. I'm sure Raphael has heard that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh yes, indeed. Wait a minute. Here's another. Call Erica 773. Wait a minute. 773.
Hello.
Hello, 773, Erica.
Praise God. I was calling for prayer today.
Okay. Praise the Lamb. What's your name?
My name is Yvette Evangelist Tubbs.
Yvette, and you're out of Chicago area?
Yes, I am.
All right. Yvette, what's your prayer request today?
My prayer request is that the enemy is he's just coming against me. So, with a particular individual, a couple of particular individuals, and the things that they're doing, you know, towards me indirectly, I'm just asking the Lord to blind my eyes and help me to focus on what He wants me to do. And how he wants me to develop through this situation.
Okay. Wow. Well, my God. And that's what you want. You want God to blind your eyes from them for what the way they're doing things?
Yes. So I won't be affected, emotionally affected.
So there's no way for you to get around these people or away from them?
Oh, no. They live two doors down.
Okay. All right. Praise God. I understand that. Boy. Now, have they done anything to you that causes you to be angry or upset in any way with them?
Yes. So I need to be in a mind frame of forgiveness.
Yes. That's
I don't
want
to get stuck in bitterness because that's not of God.
Yeah, and you won't receive the revelation and the blessings that God has for you. So we want to make sure that we pray the prayer of forgiveness for you too. I know Elder White is listening to us. Praise the Lamb of God. And we all go there. We all get there at some time or another in our lives. So we thank and praise God for you. There's probably many others of us who are thinking and reflecting right now. Am I mad at anybody? Do I have any grudges that I'm holding? Is there something that stands in the way of me and God as it relates to other people? Because God wants everybody on one accord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was sharing with some people on the other day. Praise God. You can love people without trusting them. You can love people without having confidence in them. And you can love people, praise the Lamb of God, and let them go their way. Hallelujah. And so you want to maintain the love of God in your heart for all mankind, especially if they're your neighbors that are close to you. All right, praise the Lamb of God. Raphael is coming now. Boy, my son knows he can get a prayer through. Praise the Lamb down in Chicago. So we're going to ask him to come right now. Come on, Raphael, take us to the game, man.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We give your name glory. We give your name honor, God. We give your name praise, Father. We reverence you, oh God, because this is the day, God, that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your promises, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your promises are yea and amen, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your many blessings throughout this day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for giving us life, for giving us health, oh God, for giving us strength this day. Oh God, we thank you for waking us up in our right minds, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for another day's journey, oh God, and we're glad about it, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you saw fit, oh God, for us to make it another day. We thank you, oh God, that your grace will be sufficient this day, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your tender love, oh, God. God, we just thank you, oh, God, because you're God and you're God by yourself, oh, God. There is no God like you, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, oh, God, that there is no name better than your name, God. Hallelujah, that there is no Savior like you, God. And we reverence your holy name today. God, oh God, because you're worthy, oh God. Oh God, we bless your name, oh God. Mighty are the works of your hand, oh God. And we adore your name, God. Oh God, you're worthy to be lifted up, God. From the rising of the sun, God, to the going down of the flame, God, you're worthy. Oh God, we just thank you for this day, God. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for every request that has been spoken, God. Oh, God, we ask it right now, God, that you talk, hallelujah, John of Griffin, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch your brother now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you to be a healer, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring your life on them today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we call every organ into alignment, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, touch in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch your debt today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, wrap your arms around her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you will protect her, God, from the enemy, God. Oh, God, we're asking, oh, God, that your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. That you're ready to refresh, oh, God, with your anointing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking, oh, God, that, God, that you would incline her eyes and her ears to you, God, that she would not lose focus, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh, God, that you would give a favor, God, in the name of Jesus. God, fall on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that your word says that you prepare a table before us, oh God, in the presence of our enemies, oh God. So God, we ask, oh God, that you begin to prepare the table of blessings, God. Oh God, begin to prepare the table of favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you, God. Hallelujah, we bless you, oh God. Oh God, we bless you for this show today, God. Oh God, we thank you for the release of your power, God. For the release of your glory, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch every listener today, God.
of Jesus.
Name.
Not my power, God. Not my might, God. But by your spirit today in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
God, and we cover all of this, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
The name
of Jesus. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and bless God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Ooh, I praise God. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
My God, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, what a fervent and sufficient prayer by Raphael White, Elder White in Chicago, Illinois. Thank you so much, son, for being here with us today on the show. Praise God. Sylvia, thank you for praying with us, daughter. Always, praise God. And we know that our God is a healer, that our God can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or expect. And then to our other caller, praise God, I want you to know, daughter, praise God, that if you can forgive, hallelujah, God can work on your behalf quicker and will work on your behalf quicker. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. More sufficient. Just let God do whatever God needs to do. Praise the Lamb of God. I have had neighbors that have done me wrong, and walking around looking at them and all of that, and then the Spirit of God ministered to me, and I started praying blessings on them, and before I know it, I saw a truck backing up to their door, moving them out.
Ooh, hallelujah.
But don't you know, there's nothing God can't do. Praise the Lamb of God. So just lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. To the kingdom. Praise God. So be blessed, daughter, okay? And
thank
we'll
you.
Be
thank you.
You're in the Chicago area, am I correct?
Yes.
Our conference will be there November the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Would love for you to join with us. Praise God, there in Oak Brook, Illinois, at the Doubletree Hotel. Would love to have you to come and be a part of our prophetic conference. Yes, in November.
Okay.
Praise God. All right, daughter, be blessed.
Okay, thank you. You be blessed, too.
All right, bless you. Oh, my, praise God. Boy, oh, boy, what an awesome God we serve. Yes, Lord, I love Jesus today, people of God. My God, it's Word Thursday, and we know that the Lord has a word for us as per usual. Praise God, he is just awesome in all of his ways, and we feel the Spirit of God already on the show. And we thank and praise God for the spirit of discernment that worketh mightily, praise the Lamb of God, in us. Hallelujah. That worketh mightily in us. My goodness gracious. Boy, I'm just going to give you all some tidbits of what I talked about, just a couple of points, praise God. Hallelujah. What I talked about that I think would be blessed. I'm just going to run through this right quick when it comes down to the gift of administration. Praise the Lord, the gift of administration. It's a powerful gift and a very, very important gift that needs to be craved by more believers. in the body of Christ, that more of us need to be asking God and seeking God for this dynamic gifting, because this gifting, praise the Lamb of God, causes us to be orderly. Yes, praise the Lamb of God, and gives us the power of organization, the gifting and the endowment of organization when it comes down to organizing people, praise the Lamb of God, organizing things, and giving us vision and revelation concerning a process, praise God, that will result in a powerful, praise God, a powerful, result, a powerful and effective end as the process, praise the Lamb of God, is pursued. A lot of people have great ideas and great visions, but they do not follow through, praise the Lamb. I put it that way. They don't follow through. And so, therefore, the vision and dreams that they have lack the gift of administration to execute, praise the Lamb of God, to organize, to bring into fruition, to follow through. And that a gifting will serve you both in the church and out of the church. It'll serve you in your home. It serves, praise the Lamb of God, wherever you are. You will see things that's out of order, and the gift of administration will just show you how to bring order to things. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So this is needed, and there was this gifting prevalent within each ministry, not just for the administrators such as Angel is with me, but for every ministry of the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Every ministry, if every ministry had a person in it who had the gift of administration, the wheels of the church would turn much faster. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot of times our evangelism programs and things of that nature, they fail because of the fact there is no administrator. There is no administrator. We just say, let's go out, but there's no planning. There's no planning, there's no organizing, and when there's no organization, you have disorder. Praise the Lamb of God. So this is a powerful, powerful gifting that's found in 1 Corinthians 12, right there, verse 27, 28. You will see this listed, praise the Lamb of God, as one of the government giftings, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that is organization, praise the Lamb, to be able to organize, to be able to administrate, to be able to carry through, follow through in a process. And all of us need this gifting. Some of us can look around our house and say, yeah, I need that gifting, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need somebody to go in my closet, one of my closets right now, and bring about some organization in it. Hallelujah, boy, some color coding and some taking this out. This is not needed. This is a hindrance to the closet. Praise the Lord. So I'm sure all of us have that that we need. Praise God. So the scriptures tells us to do things decently and in order. Yes, in order for the common good, praise the Lamb of God, of our church, the common good of the church, the common good that will bring glory unto God, that things should be done decently and in order. Praise the Lamb. Now, we must remember this is a spiritual gift, praise God. It's a spiritual endowment. So, therefore, praise the Lamb of God, doesn't necessarily need a degree, praise the Lamb of God, to run concurrently with it, praise the Lamb of God. It doesn't necessarily need a degree from an institution. Someone can have this gifting, praise the Lamb of God, who has never, ever took a course in business or anything of that nature. Praise God. Of course, education on your gift is like polish on shoes. It doesn't make the shoe, but it does make the shoe look better. It makes the shoe shine, praise the Lamb of God. It gives it a better gloss. Amen. Praise God. So when we see this dynamic gifting that has been given to us, praise God, by our God and the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, we want to condition ourselves to be able to be recipients of it by knowing some of the things and some of the qualities elements that we need to have in order for us to move, praise the Lamb of God, in this dynamic gifting. Praise God. The first thing that the Holy Spirit gave me for this is that we must be revelatory. The person who's going to receive the gift of administration must have the mind and the heart and the spirit for revelation. That is, that God can reveal things for you and to you, praise the Lamb of God, for the advancement of the kingdom and the advancement of yourself. Praise God. This is very, very important. See, that's make the gift prophetic right there. Praise God, because God has to talk to you. God has to have a inroad, if you would. Praise the Lamb of God. God has to have an inroad that says, hey, my God, I can give this person revelation, and this person, praise the Lamb of God, will take the revelation and run with it. This person will take the revelation, praise the Lamb of God, and cause it, praise God, to, mature or prolificate, to come into a very, very fruitful stage, praise the Lord. So that's very important to us. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, that person has to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to be resourceful. Praise God. You must be a person of resources. You must be able, praise the Lamb of God, to tap in to other things, to other technologies, to the latest technologies and things of this nature, and to see, praise the Lamb of God, how this can work to help bring about the result in on a greater scale, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with the greatest amount of participation, especially when it comes down to the church, because one of the definitions of a good administrator in the church or administrator itself is getting the job done, praise the Lamb of God, with a group of people who are helping you and they're smiling as they're doing it, praise the Lamb of God. They're happy to help you, praise God, to fulfill the vision, to fulfill that God has given you. And that is a wonderful. It's not by force or anything of that nature. It's more so that person, praise the Lamb of God, has the charisma to bring about, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a process with people that causes them, praise the Lamb of God, to do what they're supposed to do towards the vision, towards the result in, and they're happy about it. That's one of the definitions of administration, praise the Lamb of God, and being a good administrator. So you have to be resourceful. The next thing is you must be respectful, praise God, of your leader and of others, praise God, hallelujah. And, of course, with all of the other gifts that we talk about when we come down to the prophetic giftings within the framework of our churches, praise, and our ministries and what have you, we must always be submissive. We must always, praise the Lamb of God, be in a place of obedience to our leaders that God has placed over us. Our gifting never supersedes the anointing that's placed on your leader. Our gifting, praise the Lamb of God, never supersedes the anointing that's on our leader. And so, praise the Lamb of God, no matter how well you're doing your job, how much revelation God has given you, how God is speaking to you, praise the Lamb of God, it does not give you the authority to usurp authority over the man or woman of God that God has placed you under. So your gifting, praise the Lamb of God, is tied, hallelujah, to that ministry, whereas that you're supposed to be utilizing it for the growth, the development, praise the Lamb of God, of the ministry and to the glory of God. And I want to share this with people since I stated this, because this is very important also. We must remember, praise the Lamb of God, that no matter how powerful your gifting is, no matter how, praise the Lamb of God, potent your gifting is, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you cannot separate yourself from the church and then start talking about your kingdom, praise the Lamb. We must remember that, people, in our giftings and our anointing. Hallelujah. A lot of people try to make an excuse for not attending and for not utilizing their gifts in the body of Christ, which is the church upon this rock, I build my church, praise the Lamb of God, by declaring their kingdom so they don't have to go to a church. The devil is alive with a bow tie on, praise the Lamb of God, swinging on a vine like Tarzan. That is a lie from the pit of hell, praise the Lamb of God. And then there's nowhere, nowhere, praise the Lamb of God, in Scripture that says that. I believe my co-host has arrived. Prophet Darrell, is this you?
You got it, Apostle.
How you doing, man of God?
I'm doing good, trying to get past the way and move.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's right. I forgot you got new keys. Praise God. Prophet Darrell has new keys to a new place, and God's going to make everything brand new. And my angel... Brand new, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yeah, we're talking about just the gift of administration here, and I was just sharing with them some little tidbits here of what I talked about on Monday night, praise God, that I just thought was so revelatory, even to me, as God was giving me these bullet points by His Spirit to share with the people. And next bullet point, people of God, is the administrator must be righteous. Praise the Lamb of God. The causes must be righteous, and their way must be righteous. You cannot be a manipulating hypocrite. You cannot, praise the Lamb of God, utilize your gifts, praise the Lamb of God, in an unrighteous manner to try to produce a righteous end. A righteous good. And this happens a lot of times, people of God, and we have to understand this. Hallelujah. The temptation, even in the prophetic among prophets and apostles and what have you, the temptation, praise God, hallelujah, to manipulate with the gift to bring the result in that you desire, and the person to get also, praise the Lamb of God, what the Spirit is speaking. But that temptation to add, the temptation to try to draw something out of it that will benefit the person with the gift, praise the Lamb of God, that's given the word or doing whatever that they're doing for the person that they are ministering to. We have to be very careful as prophets and prophetess alike, praise the Lamb of God, those of us with prophetic anointings, that we do not enter into, praise the Lamb of God, this game of manipulation. Yeah, praise God, because if the Lord tell me to tell Prophet Darrell that he's going to give him all new furniture, and then I say, all you have to do is sow a seed, man of God, to sow a seed to the minister, and the Lord didn't tell me that part, then I'm manipulating, praise the Lamb of God, what God says for my benefit. Hello, somebody. Where's my bell? Somebody ought to ring my bell. Am I right, Prophet Darrell?
You telling the truth, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's a lot of people out here, praise the Lamb of God, that's mismanaging their giftings, praise the Lord. And I know that God is not pleased with that kind of mess. So we have to be very, very careful, hallelujah, how we deal with God's people. And those of us who have the gift of administration or desire this gift must understand that our gifts, praise the Lamb of God, giftings are endowment and powerful, praise the Lamb of God, spiritual giftings from God. But we are not to utilize our gifts as though, praise the Lamb of God, we are working in the world. Jesus' disciples had a big issue, praise the Lamb of God, with authority and rulership, because they were looking at the Caesars and all of that, and Pilate and all of those centurion soldiers and authority and what have you, and they wanted to have this in the kingdom. Jesus told them, in the kingdom, it won't be this way. It's not like this. You're not going to be like this in the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you that want to be the head, you must become the foot. That's what Jesus told him. He said, if you want to be the leader, you must become the servant.
That's
praise
right.
the Lamb of God. You must become the servant if you're going to lead. Hallelujah. You must be the servant leader if you're going to lead in the ministry of Jesus Christ. And we must understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that we can keep things in perspective and allow the Holy Spirit to continue to move upon us in a strong and mighty and powerful way for the result in of the glory of God and the advancement of the kingdom of our Christ. Praise the Lord. The next thing is reliable. You must be a reliable person. That means dependability. Can someone depend on you? Praise the Lamb of God. Are you dependable? Praise God. The next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, under the same point of reliability is, are you able to follow? Are you able to follow through, which I mentioned earlier? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A good administrator recognizes, praise God, the spirit of their leader. They recognize the ways of their leader. And they know, praise God, when they're following and when they're taking the lead. Hallelujah. And you must understand that. Following through, praise the Lamb of God, does not dismiss fellowship. Praise God. When you're following through, what you're doing is executing as a good administrator the vision and the assignment that has been given you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That still comes under submission of following, because the assignment was given to you to complete. Then you can complete the assignment. But there may be components in the assignment that you need to get clearance from for, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to your superior. And so, therefore, praise the Lamb of God, you have to check with the pastor or whoever your shepherd is before you continue, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to do things that you have not been given the authority to do, even though it has to do with, praise God, the completion of the assignment. And I hope I made myself clear on that one. Praise God. So reliability must be there. You finna say something, Prophet Darrell?
You know what, Apostle? I'm glad that you brought this topic up, you know, because, see, I know a preacher. He knows the word frontwards and backwards. He even has revelation knowledge of the word, but. There's a butt in there.
Okay.
He don't want to go to church. You can't.
What?
You cannot expect his gift. He got a good gift and everything, but you cannot expect to flow in the prophetic if you're not sitting up under a leader. And my pastor have always told me this. My ex-pastor always told me. A pastor needs a pastor.
That's right.
Or because who can you go seek wise counseling from? Where are you getting your directions from? Who are you, you know, holding counsel with? Who can come counsel you when you get burdened? Who's there to counsel you when something go wrong? Matter of fact, I really want to go deep in that. Who is there to do your eulogy after you're dead?
Now, you didn't push it to the max on that one, man. Hallelujah. It's very important, praise God, that we recognize that there is no detachment from the body of Jesus Christ. Praise God. You cannot say that I'm in Christ and I'm not a part of his body. Praise the Lord. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot say that Christ is in you and you're not a part of the body. Praise the Lamb. And all believers need to come to grips with this, that we have place in the kingdom. We have place in the church. I did the whole thing on this also not too long ago concerning the kingdom and the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are, the kingdom is the embassy's authority. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The power of the king being utilized, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm. The power of the king of heaven. The kingdom of God's power is being utilized in the earth realm. That's why Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, heaven has come to earth with the authority, the power, through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, has come to earth. Hallelujah. But in doing that, he says, I'm going to establish an embassy in the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God, so that the authority can have a physical presence. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. That's what the church is for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are the physical embassy of heaven in the earth realm. We are subsidiary of heaven in the earth realm, and we are empowered by heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, in the United States, Prophet Darrell, if I was a chancellor or what have you at the U.S. Embassy, praise God, and then I want to break away from the embassy, then my backing of power from heaven ceased, from the United States. Obama say, wait a minute, he's a renegade, but he still has the badge of authority. He still has the training. In other words, your gift comes with is without repentance. So now you still have your gifting that you're operating in. You're still doing this stuff outside of the embassy. But it doesn't make you right.
You better teach today, man.
See, a lot of people don't understand this. Praise the Lamb of God. You have removed yourself from the embassy, but you're still utilizing, praise the Lamb of God, the authority and the power of the embassy, and saying at the same time that you're not a part of it. So therefore, your authority really ceases, but you don't really recognize it. You have no authority. So then when you meet people who are part of the embassy or the church, should I say, then you want to start telling them what is right and what is wrong and this, that, and another, and why you came out of the embassy, and you want to teach them as though you're part of the embassy and you're not.
Mm.
You're not, and you really don't have any legal right.
But you know what I told him about, Sue?
Wait.
He says not going right in the church. What I said, if God has put it in you, why you're not there to help? That's what your gift is for, to help the church. He said, no, I've been called to kingdom. Well, if you've been called to kingdom, you've been called to the church.
Well, that's right. That's exactly it. You've been called to the church. Praise the Lamb of God.
Teaching like this get me put out of church. I don't get too many preaching engagements, so. Most folks don't want to come into the truth.
No, they just want to feel good about it. They just want to feel emotionally good about the truth, but they don't want to come into it. Praise God. See, this right here, man, what separates, praise the Lamb of God, the wheat and the tare, this separates the, praise the Lamb of God, the backslider and those who have chosen to stand outside of the church because they've been hurt, wounded, or something of that nature. What they really need is the process of forgiveness, of reconciliation. They're not practicing the fruit of the Spirit. And this is one of the things I talked about, even in the gift of administration, that must cover all of our anointings and all of our gifting. Paul says this, if I could speak in tongues of angels, of men, if I could understand all mysteries, if I could prophesy, whatever it is, if I have not agape, I am nothing. And we need a refresher course on this. Praise the Lamb of God. That the love of God in us must be spread abroad. So if I have the love of God in me, then the love of God in me should be able, praise the Lamb of God, to be seen in me and shown out of me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when you look at the fruit of the Spirit, again, the fruit itself is love. But the seeds of it, the fruit of the Spirit is love. But the seeds of it that spring from that fruit is kindness, long-suffering, gentleness, patience, temperance, and so on and so forth. So if I'm exemplifying these fruits, praise the Lamb of God, then there is forgiveness in me. There's reconciliation in me. What this person said to me is not going to break me down, that I ain't going to look. I don't want to be bothered with the whole church of Christ no more. I'm through with the church because of this individual. Or because the choir didn't let me sing. Wouldn't let me lead my song. Well, all this foolishness. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you this. When you're sold out to Jesus Christ, what's on his agenda becomes yours. What God loves, you love.
That's right.
What God hates, you hate. Hello, Life Buzz. We got a call, I believe. Granddaughter here. Here it goes, 630.
Good morning, Prophet.
Hallelujah. How you doing?
I'm okay. I just called in because I was just listening to what you were saying. And I came across one of the supposed to be, well, I don't even know. They say they are. I'm going to leave that alone. But they, you know, they send out messages. If I ever gave you a word or it ever came to pass, I want you to sow a seed in the ministry. You know, and then that just makes you think that they scheming on you, you know. Because what you're telling me is because you gave me a word because God said it, then now you want me to pay you for the word, you know. And I don't know. That just seemed just so just out of order to me, you know.
Wow. Well, I guess it's in the context in which they're doing it. If they're asking for some type of donation or some type of help or assistance, and then they just put it, if you ever received a word from me that has blessed you, please, you know, consider sowing into the ministry, blah, 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 blah. But if it's sent as, like, you owe me, you're indebted to me, and if you don't send it to me, you know, something's going to happen to you, then, you know, that's the part that you take and throw in the garbage can.
Okay.
What context that is sent in, you know? I guess you have to look at, and if you can, have a message venue that came through to say, you know, this is really what this is saying. But if it's just saying, you know, send me some money because I gave you a word, then that's
right.
That's a whole nother thing. But if
it just seems like it's just, you know, it's like one thing after another. Sow a seed, sow a seed, sow a seed. And if you say you live by the word and that's what you live by and you preach the gospel and you live by God, why is it every time you turn around you send in messages or to sow a seed, to sow a seed, to sow a seed? Is God not doing anything for you? You know, every time you turn around, you need a handout. Is God not doing anything in your life?
Wow. Good point. That's a good point. Praise the Lord. You know, there's seed and then there's greed. But, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of that when it comes to that. But, of course, you know, there's many out here that hustle off of that kind of thing and do what they do. And, oh, you know, if I give you a prophecy, you got to sow a seed of $200 or something of that nature, and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And they didn't set up office, you know, to bring about working kind of contract between whoever they minister to and what have you. But the truth of the matter of all of that is, praise the Lamb of God, and the Word of God says this, you know, freely I've given unto you, freely give. And the person that sows seed, praise the Lamb of God, shouldn't do it out of obligation. Seed should be sown through the gratitude of the heart, praise the Lamb of God, for what God has spoken, what God has done, and for the willing vessel that it has come through, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But, you know, that's, you know, you don't see that in the scripture that, you know, prophets had set up shop for people to come and pay them money, even though you do see in the scripture, whereas that people went to the prophet and they said to themselves, we have no gift to bring. They said, gift, praise the name of God. They didn't say, you know you're going to charge us when we get there. They just knew it was proper to bring a gift to the man or the person of God for them to enter into prayer and to seek God's face, praise the Lamb of God, for a word, for direction or revelation. And that's the proper way that should be done. But we also, you know, it's two-sided. So we have those type of prophetic people who kind of dishonor the process of the prophetic and the office of the prophetic through greed. And then we have the people who are always looking for a word and always seeking prophets and prophetess out who are just prophetic hobos, we'll put it that way, that always, you know, wouldn't give a seed, that are people who won't sow a seed, people who won't, but they want to just constantly be in your face or in your company or inboxing or texting or whatever, drawn on your anointing, always drawn on your anointing for direction, for guidance, this, that, another, and they never sow a seed. They never want to, they consider this person has to pray for me, this person has to meditate, this person is being pulled on in their spirit. A lot of people really don't know unless you are really a prophet or a prophetess. I'm talking about in the office and really understand the drain that's on the person of God for. Mm-hmm. We can say Daryl, Prophet Daryl, for being in the other world, for always tapping into the spirit world. It is a strain sometimes and a drain on that person, praise God, that it's just like work, praise the Lord, that some need to consider sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, when they are in association with prophetic people. And it's not, you know, just always, okay, I want a word to pop up in your spirit. Many times that a drawing on the Holy Spirit, a pulling in the person's spirit because of their compassion, praise the Lamb of God, to share the word. And unless God speaks to, like Prophet Daryl or myself, and say, tell her this, we really are not under obligation to tell anybody anything.
Amen.
I can look at you and hear that God is that all she has to do is go over there and put her hand on Prophet Daryl's head, and the anointing on him will come upon her, and she is going to in a wealth that she never dreamt of. But if God didn't tell me to tell you that, I'm not under no obligation to tell you that because I know it. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet.
That's right.
That's the word of God. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So, you know, it goes a couple of ways, and we have to look at both sides of the coin. But, of course, I don't care who they is or where they come from. I don't believe in prophetic begging and what have you. I just don't do it. It's just not my way.
Thank God.
I need some money right now, but I ain't going to be on the air talking about, okay, now the next person I prophesy to, you got to say, go to my PayPal account and put this in there before I say a word. I ain't doing that. No, I will not hobo my gift like that. Prostitute the gospel or the prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the same thing about me going places. I don't put charge. When they call me and say, how much is it going to take for us to get you here? I tell them, right now what you need to do is transportation and a comfortable, clean place that I can live in while I'm there, and I can order room service. And that's an honorarium. I just ask you to treat me right. I don't tell nobody, you got to give me $3,000. You got to give me I don't do that. I don't do that. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen. You don't do it at all, Prophet.
Not I don't do
all.
That.
No, you don't.
I have been some places when they gave me my honorarium. I said, this ain't going to even cover my expense. But praise the Lord. That's all they can do. That's all they can do. I go on about my business. And down the road, the Lord blessed me in another place that I even expected nothing from.
Amen.
So, you know, it works out. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And so, you know, we have to be very careful in this area not to become, and you know, that's what the Prophet Darrell was first talking about, is the temptation, praise the Lamb of God, to do things that's not God, that God has not enforced, his word does not declare it, or what have you, and we just take it upon ourselves that we can do this because this is my gift, but my gift is not my gift. My gift is the gift of God in me. My anointing is the anointing of God upon me. The knowledge I have, even though I went to school to get it, you know, when it comes down to academia, it's still the knowledge of God. I could have went to school and God learned all of it, got a became the valedictorian of my class, and at the same time, can't remember none of it.
Amen.
So it's God that's working in me. It's his spirit that's working through me. And we as the people of God, praise the Lamb of God, must understand, hallelujah, how very important it is for us, no matter what gifting God has given us, praise the Lamb of God, to utilize it for his glory. Hallelujah. And as you utilize it for his glory, God will bless, praise the Lamb of God, and do for you. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. He will make ways out of no ways. A famine will come and you'll be sitting by the brook drinking cool water every day, and the ravens will be bringing you your bread and meat. God will provide.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because that's the kind of God he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God. We have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, as we're looking, and I then get to that last point I wanted to talk about, praise the Lamb of God, and this may have something to do with what we were just talking about, and that is that the administrator must be relational. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be able to get along with others because God didn't call you to minister to yourself. He didn't give you your giftings for yourself. You must be able to get along with others. Let me say this, people of God, that goes along with this, and that is you must be able to endure hardness as a good soldier. Any soldier that go on the battlefield, that go to war, and does not factor in that it's possibly that I could get wounded. It's possibly that I could get hurt. It's possible that one of my own men and cohorts could commit treason and turn against me. But that does, should that stop me from being a soldier? Praise the Lamb of God. This is one of the critical things about believers. Hallelujah. We are subject to quit on a dime because we do not possess the ability to of endurance, of long suffering, of tenacity, to stay in the race. Hallelujah. To stay in the race no matter what. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we must understand that, brothers and sisters. God demands this from us. He demands us to be in this ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Recognizing that you have an enemy. We say it all the time. We know Satan is out there. But then when we are hurt by people, we don't see the spirit behind it. Then we become a casualty. We become somebody that's hurt and so messed up until we're no good for the kingdom anymore. Praise the Lamb of God. We can't function in the church anymore. I don't mess with no church. I ain't studying church. What? You're not studying the church. Hallelujah. We must come to the place of understanding, people of God. Hallelujah. No matter if it's the pastor in the pulpit, no matter if it's the choir director, deacon, whatever, praise the Lamb of God. Commit to Christ, and your way will be easy. They've been talking to me, praise the Lamb of God. Some of them have contacted me about the full gospel and Bishop Neil Ellis, which I love Bishop Morton. I love Neil Ellis dearly. I love Bishop Joseph Walker dearly. All of them. All three of them. Shakespeare, which way are you going? I'm going God's way because I'm committed to God. I ain't committed to neither one of them. I'm committed to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. When we really come to grips with understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that your commitment to Christ will cause you to be wrapped around that solid rock. You're not going to sway because of other people. You're not going in the wrong. Can't nobody move you out of your place in God? My relationship is with Christ. Hallelujah. And this is where our relationship must remain, is with Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Giving him glory. Yes, through us, that he might be glorified, that his name might be praised. That's the deal of my contract when he saved me. You saved me, praise the Lamb of God, then now I'm yours. You delivered me, now I'm yours. So use me in your service. I don't join people. I do not join people because the Word of God tells you that people are deceptive. Praise the Lamb of God. And the heart is deceptive, the Bible says, above all things. Hallelujah. That is deceptive. So, you know, let's not fool ourselves, people of God. Hallelujah. Let's not fool ourselves that you must be plugged into Christ so intimately that nobody can move you from your post. No, you can do anything you want to. I'm going to do what God called me to do. I'm going to do what the Lord has spoken to me. Praise the Lamb of God, because I know in this he will be glorified. In me running away, he is not glorified. In me sitting down, he is not glorified. In me hating, he's not glorified. Hallelujah. I know I said something. Praise God. Yes, I did. And nobody has to say amen, but I know I said something on this. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. I tell you this, brothers and sisters, the God we serve is such an awesome God, praise the Lamb of God, until if you commit to him, he'll commit to you. If you commit to him, he'll commit to you. When I teach leadership, I teach it this way. When I teach leadership and fellowship, I teach it this way. To all of the ministers and officers of the church, your first loyalty is to the Lord. If you don't have loyalty to the Lord, you're not going to make it. Praise the Lamb of God. Your second level of loyalty is to your leader, your God-given leader. If God has given you a leader, then you're loyal to your leader. But you're loyal to God above all. Praise the Lamb of God. Your third is the elect lady, which is the church. Praise the Lamb of God. That's where your loyalties lie. Hallelujah. Within the framework of Christendom. You first, the Lord Jesus Christ. Next, praise the Lamb of God, is the, your God-given leader. Third is the church, in that order. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to find yourself in a place, praise, see, what happens a lot of times in these churches and what have you, and we got to call, praise the Lamb of God, 985, your mic is high. What happens a lot of times in our churches and what have you is, I'm going to show you something. People don't know the proper order of loyalty. And so what they do is, praise the Lamb of God, they place loyalty in the church above their leader. So they're always clashing with their leader because they think they sent there for the church and not the leader. So you're going to always have a run-in some kind of way when your priorities is not in order. Or they put all their commitment into the leader and they have none to the Lord. And then when you're that way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you start serving man, thinking you're serving God. And then when the man hurts you, you'll find out that you don't even love God as much as you thought you did. Because you'll quit the church and never go back to church again. But the church don't belong to man. The church belongs to Jesus Christ. But if I love the Lord with all my heart, oh, come on here, somebody. If I love the Lord with all my mind, come on, jump on your feet, right? Touch a neighbor. If I love him with all my soul, hallelujah. If I love him with all my body, praise the Lamb, then what anybody else does to me will not affect my relationship with Jesus Christ. Not
right.
Into the commitment.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. That's our problem right there.
You're right.
Praise the Lamb of God. You got to know in whom you believe.
Huh.
Praise the Lamb of God. You got to know in whom you trust. And let all of your dependency be upon him. Praise the Lord. Then follow your leader as he followed Christ. Praise God. Now, I think I done said enough. Praise the Lamb of God to write a book this morning. Hallelujah. How you doing, Margie? 985 area code, you there?
This is Margie. Hi.
Hi. Oh, I thought you was Margie. What's your name?
This is Margie. Hi.
Oh, hi, Margie. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing. You have blessed my heart. I was on mute a moment ago. I thought I was talking. But you have blessed my heart. I just pressed my dial to say hallelujah. You said no one had said had shouted, but you spoke some truth. And that's what I have been about. I just wanted to say hallelujah because you gave clarity to God, the leader, and the elect lady, the church. And that's
yes.
The order that I have to put myself in. As a prayer warrior, I can't pray it any other way. And we had a discussion with some elders yesterday in a meeting, and we talked about it. I said, but the God in the man is who you're to pull out. Take your eyes off the man and look for the God that's in him. And as you pray, God, you have a word in him for me. I said, you will begin to feel what it is. You will begin to know what it is, and you won't be disappointed in the man because he didn't say what you wanted him to say, but he said what God directed him to say.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
God, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Well,
bless
I was shouting just now when you said that, but I was on
thank
mute, of course.
All right. 773 area code, 773-401.
Hi, Prophet Michael. This is Gloria. I'm just calling for
Gloria
prayer this morning. Yes,
bless
it's Gloria
you.
Merritt.
Gloria
Merritt. Yes. I'm calling for prayer this morning, Michael. Huh?
Hi, Gloria.
Hi. I'm blessed. And I want
to
stay blessed.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Good to hear your voice.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise God. How's things going with you and the family?
Huh?
How's things with you and the family?
We good, but everything else is still the same. What you and I discussed a while back. But it came around a little bit. Yeah.
Just keep us in your
prayer, you know, God is good. So everything's peaceful. Yeah.
That's
peaceful.
If everything's peaceful, then you said a mouthful right there by itself. If
that's right.
If everything's peaceful, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. My goodness
hallelujah.
Gracious. Oh,
praise
my goodness.
Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. But I just wanted to get on this line because I seen you put the number up, and I wanted to get on this line and let you know God bless you, and I praise the Lord, and I thank you for everything.
All right, I can't wait to see all of you guys when we come over there in November, the 6th, 7th, and 8th for the gathering. I hope and pray that you all get a chance to come out to the Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook and share with us. Praise God.
Okay.
Spread the word. The 6th, 7th, and 8th of November at the Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook. And,
okay, I'll write that down.
Yeah, for the prophetic gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. And we will
praise
be there.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
all
indeed.
About from Chicago. And praise God. And, of course, Gloria, we're going to keep you lifted high in our
thank
prayers,
you,
okay?
Thank you so much.
Be blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God, what a wonderful day it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I wanted to drop that in you all spirits because, people of God, if we do not praise the Lamb of God, understand the order of God, and understand the way we should establish ourselves and do some rearranging, some repositioning of our heart and mind and our love and directing it in the proper place, we're going to find ourselves in a world of trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't want you in that world of trouble. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to be a part of what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why I want you. All right. Praise the Lord. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I know. Let me see. Shatwan, are you still with me, daughter?
Yes.
I need you to do something for me today, if you don't
what
mind.
What you need for me to do?
I want you to, as my Bertha and those join me who normally be with me for the prophetic flow, I want you to lead us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay. That's not a problem. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come today, God. Father God, we come, God, asking right now, God, that you lead us and guide us today, God. God, we ask right now, God, that you send your Holy Spirit, God, and send your fire today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, as we open our spirits up to receive your word today, God, and God, to be the mouthpiece of you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Open our ears, God, that we may hear clearly from you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we may give your instructions, God. God, that we may give your directions to your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, as your word is given out, God, let it not fall on bad ground, God, but, God, let it be received, God, in the way that it was given, God. And, oh, God, let us take that word and stand on it today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, Father God, hallelujah, God. God, as your people come on this line today, God, God, we just want to thank you for their lives. God, we want to thank you for the promises, God. God, we want to thank you for the directions. God, thank you for correction today, God, in the name of Jesus. For, God, we know that we cannot go through anything, God, or do what you told us to do without giving correction today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let us take the correction today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may go forward for your kingdom building in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, even as your word is given out, God, we ask right now, God, that you pour the virtue back into them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that it may not drain them, God, in the name of Jesus, but, God, they may give out the power and the authority that you were given to them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, God. We give you glory and honor, God, for your word today, God. We give you glory and honor today, God, that you would even show up today, God, for your people today, God. Now, God, we ask right now that you heal hearts, God, men broken hearts today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bind up the spirit of suicide, God. We ask right now, God, that you let them call in, God, to let them know that they are loved, God, and they don't have to take that way out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind up the adversary, hallelujah, that will cause distraction, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we bind up every hindering spirit, God, that was trying to stop your word from going forth in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just want to thank you and we praise you, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, as the atmosphere is set for you to come forth, God, as the atmosphere is set for your word to come forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for the holy atmosphere. We thank you for your Shekinah glory, and we thank you for moving, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we praise God for our daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, granddaughter, for being here with us today. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute, I got one more mic to open here. Erico, well, I think I did this one already. Erico 773, I just want to make sure I don't have missing anybody. Is this you, Gloria?
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's the prophetic hour now, praise the Lamb of God and glory. Since you here, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you are in queue. Let me talk to you just for a minute here. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God says he's going to change the direction of the whole house. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that there's going to be a repositioning. A redirecting, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's going to work out for your benefit, hallelujah. God said allow him to do what he's doing in this season, praise the Lamb of God. He's giving you a season of peace, hallelujah, a season of peace. And doing a season of peace, what we should be doing is strengthening ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, because we know, praise the Lamb of God, behind sunshine comes rain. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Behind the sunshine comes rain. Behind the rain comes sunshine, but it comes in seasons. So this is your season of peace, praise the Lamb of God. But behind this, God is going to start doing some things, hallelujah, that may not seem like it's God, but he's repositioning. He's redirecting the whole house, the Lord says, hallelujah, and it's going to benefit you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So God says be patient and allow him to do what he's doing in Jesus'
yes,
mighty name.
Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
All right.
I bless
you, hallelujah.
All right,
thank
all right,
you.
All right.
All
praise
right.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank
glory.
You.
Thank Lord. You. Praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter.
Yes.
Granddaughter, what you been praying for?
What have I been praying for? I've been praying for transportation.
Uh-huh. Praise the Lamb of God. You want a new car, don't you?
Yes,
yeah, you
I do.
Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God said you're going to have your new car. Praise the Lamb of God. God said also that it's coming faster than what you think. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Yes, God. I'm hearing by this time, the Lord is saying by this time next week, praise the Lamb of God, you will be driving. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Girl, you're finna ride. Don't you worry about it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That is given to you. I know the Spirit say, ask her what she wants. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God.
Can I leave my job yet?
Huh?
Can I leave my job yet?
No. Don't leave yet. Not yet. Praise the Lamb
of
God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. All right, baby. Love you.
Love you, too.
Erica 504, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm
is
doing
this Keisha Weisha?
Yeah.
Is this Keisha Keisha?
Yes, Papa. This is her.
Down in the bayou, praise the Lamb of God. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I woke up so happy and just fresh and rejuvenated, and I don't know, I just feel good in spite of everything that's around me that seems to be upside down. I still feel good. I feel happy. I feel free.
Well, you know, that's the best way to be in spite of whatever is going on. That allows you to know, praise the Lamb of God, that your faith is intact and that your relationship with God is enhancing. Praise the Lamb. That's a sure sign that your relationship with God is enhancing when, in fact, praise the Lamb of God, your joy is full. Praise the Lamb of God. That your joy is full. Hallelujah. In spite of tribulation, trials, lack, or whatever else is going on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Let me see what the Lord is saying to you here. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Yes, God.
Woo.
God said, about time you get to doing your chores and your running today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Blessings will be flowing to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Girl, I see like a dam of concrete wall. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That all your blessings have been behind this dam. even as it holds like water behind it, praise the Lamb of God. But I see big chunks of it breaking out, praise the Lamb of God, and the water is starting to flow. The dam is breaking for you, praise the Lamb of God, and your blessings are about to overtake you, praise God. Hallelujah. I see some new doors opening for you also of opportunity, praise the Lamb, that's going to take you into some, praise, I'll put it this way, some godly adventures, praise God, whereas wealth and riches is going to flow into your hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're about to, there's some people that you have been in association with that you have cut off. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now God is about to connect you with some new people. Praise the Lamb. That's going to be a blessing to your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Even a Caucasian woman I see, praise the Lamb of God, that's a Caucasian woman that is going to really, really take a, I mean, like love for you right when she meets you. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be something about you. She's going to tap into you. Praise the Lamb of God. And she's going to start just blessing you. Praise the Lamb of God. And sharing things with you about money-making ventures that are godly. Hallelujah. God is going to turn things around for you. So you can rejoice in God, continue to be happy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God's turning it around. Praise the
Thank
Lamb.
You. Well, that's so much of a confirmation because I've just been researching financial, like financial institutions and how do I go about learning about how to make money turn over for me. So that is confirmation. I thank you so much, and may God continuously bless you and your house. In Jesus' name.
Bless you. Bless you, daughter. Be blessed today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wow. This is strange. There's no more wands pushed on nobody's dial today. Praise God. Okay, this is a strange prophetic day. You all know I'm just not going to come to your mic. You got to hit one on your mic. If you don't hit a one on your mic, I don't have nothing to say. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, wait a minute. This looks like, let me see who this is. 7734. Is this your prophet, Dale, or Raphael?
This is Raphael, your granddaughter pressed one on my dial pad.
Well, my granddaughter's already on here.
I know. She pressed.
I pressed it because. Well, then I pressed it because he said he wanted to prophesy with you today.
Oh, no. Oh, they need the other kind of folders.
And then Mad Denise is on the other line, just opened her mouth, and I guess she in the store.
I'm sorry.
I'm about to eat folders. She's school shopping. She in the shoe shopping for them kids. They need the other kind of folders and all of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. How you doing, Maggie?
I am fine. How are you? Hey, everybody.
Hallelujah. Sound like you smiling, girl.
I am. You know, I'm just happy in the Lord. I am excited, and I'm calling it Get Me a Word today.
You calling it Get Me a Word today?
I'm calling to hear what the Lord would say to me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Raphael is here. Raphael.
Yes, prophet.
Yep, the little junior prophet, the mic. Little baby Moses, where you at?
I'm right here, prophet.
That is funny.
All right, get the mic and get the prophesy. What you got to say to Maggie? I'm going to see what you got now. Come on, man. What the Lord saying?
Maggie, I just hear God saying that he's about to do something new in you, and there's about to be an abundance of rain that's about to fall in your life. And there's about to be some things that's about to come into alignment and come into order. And even though the enemy has tried to take some things from you, I hear God saying that restoration is about to come into your life. I hear God saying that he's even about to restore some relationships that have been broken up. And I even hear God saying that he's about to do restoration in your family. And I hear God saying that you are going to be the person that's going to allow your family to get saved, and it's going to be the oil that's on you that's going to cause deliverance and healing to take place within your family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And also, Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know this. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Raphael stopped prophesying, I looked out the window here, and for some reason or another, I leaned forward and looked up. It's a big, dark cloud up there, and the Lord spoke to me and told me to tell Maganace that the dark cloud has moved.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb. And the sunshine of God is shining on you. He said it's moved. The sunshine is shining on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Imagine, I remember I went through a very, very dark period in my younger years. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about, boy, the church shut me down. My pastor set me down. I mean, it was that kind of thing. And one Sunday morning, when I was waking up, I saw a sunrise, and all the dark clouds vanished. And the phone rung after I got out of the bed, and it was my pastor. He said, the Lord told me to tell you to preach today. I hadn't preached at the church in a whole year. And it was only him, the assistant pastor, and myself who would preach, but he was mad at me, and he had set me down for a whole year. So when I'm telling you that the sun is shining, the sun is shining. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like your test has come to an end. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I'm happy for you. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I receive it.
So continue to let the Lord, the joy of the Lord be your strength in this season. Bless you now.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Raphael, that goes right along with everything you just told us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't want to call it, buddy. Hallelujah. Erico 313, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sharla. How you doing?
I'm blessed.
This Sharla from Detroit.
I decided to push to get my word.
Are you pushed to get your word? Praise
yes,
the Lord. Raphael, what you hear from Dr. J today?
Dr. J, I just hear that God has great things in store for you, and I hear God saying, eyes have not seen, neither ears heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men what God has in store for you. I don't know, but I see almost as if you're sitting down and writing. And I don't know if you're preparing to write a book. I don't know what you're preparing to do, but I see you sitting down and writing. And I believe that in this next season that you're about to go through or go to, that your writing is going to propel people into where they have to go. I don't know if you're about to teach or what you're about to do, but I do see you writing, and I do see that in your writing it's going to bless people greatly, and that people are going to be saved, and that people are going to be delivered from your writing. And I just hear God saying to stay focused and stay on your face before me. I hear God saying stay in a place of direction. Know what I'm doing for you. God said, don't forget the promise and don't forget what I said to you, because what I said to you is surely going to come to pass in this season, saith the Lord.
Hey,
what you got to say about Jay? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
She is. God. Hallelujah.
I am preparing.
Hallelujah. I stand in agreement with Prophet Raphael today with Baby Moses. That's what I nicknamed him. I stand in agreement, praise the Lamb of God, with every word he has spoken. Be blessed, daughter.
Thank you, sir. God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Erico 818.
Hi, Prophet. It's Cammie. How are you?
Hey, Cammie, I ain't heard your voice in a minute. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hallelujah. Is the sun shining down there today?
Yes, it's always shining. It's really hot.
Oh, that's right. It never rains in Southern California.
Yeah.
That's the latter. I don't believe that, though.
Yeah, it's always hot.
It's everywhere. It better rain. Praise the Lord. It better rain wherever. Tell me now, how's the business, everything going now? You have me on my knees. I was just stretching my legs. I've been wearing my knees out. Hallelujah.
You know, I'm just still being patient, like you said, and waiting on God and, you know, waiting on them doors to open and, you know, just continue to push forward and allowing God to do some things and, you know, just being patient. That's all I can do, you know, continue to pray and be patient. But, you know, God is good. I'm hopeful.
Hallelujah. Raphael, you with me?
Yes, I'm here, Prophet.
What, you got anything to say to the California queen down there?
I just heard, while Prophet was talking to you, I just heard God say that there's about to be a turnaround. And I don't know if you know, but when you it's certain ways that we position our hands. And I really believe that God is getting ready to extend his blessings to you in such a way of finances that you're not going to have room enough to receive it. And I hear God say that you need to position your hands to receive, because I think it's almost as if the way that the finances is coming so much that your hands can't receive it, so you have to allow it to come into your bosom because
you can't receive what God is
about to do. And I hear God saying that I am getting ready to steady your feet. I hear God saying that there's not going to be a sway to the left or the sway to the right. But God said, I'm steadying your feet because God said, I have to get you in position and I have to get you ready for the promise. And God said, I'm getting ready to do it in this season because God said, you have put your trust in me. You have put your heart and you have put your mind on me. And God said, and because of that, I'm going to do just what you asked me to do.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Receive that.
Cammy, I'm going to tell you this one time, and I mean it from my heart and soul. You are a rich woman. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. See that. Thank you.
You are a rich woman, and God is going to bless you tremendously. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of your humility, because of your obedience. Praise the Lamb of God. But in the process that you went through, watch it, understand it, because it's molding you into a different Cammy. God's making you stronger for the journey ahead. God has shown you how to deal with money, but not in the way he has shown you since there has been lack, praise the Lamb of God, on the table. Now you see money in a different fashion, and God is going to make money for you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see it like jumping out of a machine into your hand. I agree with Raphael. Praise the Lamb of God. It's out of this machine I'm looking at. Praise the Lamb. You ever seen one of them, a card dispenser? Praise the Lamb, like playing card dispenser? That's the way money coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
I just saw one of them white sacks, praise the Lamb of God, with the string tied around it. Hallelujah. Yes. Money coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb. Oh, yes. Bless your daughter. Bless your daughter, oh God. Hallelujah. That righteous wealth might be in the earth in this season. Hallelujah. Bless them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. Be blessed, daughter. I love you.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me see who this is. Southern California on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. This is Abatane.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you?
God blessed of the Lord, highly favored. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. I'm just driving down Ventura Boulevard on my way to the new shop I started in. The sun is out, and it's just a beautiful, glorious day, and I'm just praising the Lord and keeping my head up and trusting him and having faith in him, and I'm just going to glorify his name and just trust him because I love him just that much. I love the Lord, and I'm just going to trust him. Amen.
I'm going to tell you this. You mentioned the sun. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what the Lord speaks to you today. God said, by nightfall, hallelujah, you are going to know what he has done for you.
Amen.
God said, by nightfall, you are going to know what he has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Praise the Lamb. Bless you, Father. God said, he said, when he blessed you, he wants you to remember the promise.
Amen.
The Lord said, when he blessed
you,
he wants you to remember the promise.
Hallelujah. Amen.
About what you was going to do at house, remember the promise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Dangerous to make a vow to God and break it.
Amen.
Dangerous.
Take
it from me. I made a vow to God one day. Hallelujah. And I broke it. And the next morning, I woke up in the hospital. And they never found out what was wrong with me. I stayed in there 3 weeks. But I knew. I broke a vow. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Raphael, you got anything to tell us?
I don't know if you have a son that's in sports, or if you have what I keep hearing a son, but I want to let you know that there's favor that's about to rest upon your son, and God is about to cause some things to happen within the life of your son, because there's about to be a great compelling. God is about to draw him nigh unto him. And even in that, there's a great ministry that's about to be birthed out amongst your son. Because he's around a lot of people, and he's a major influence. And so God is about to make him a major influence within the sports arena, but he's also going to be used for his glory.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. All right, daughter, yes. Be blessed.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Area called 760. Area code 760. Are you there? 760.
Hello?
Zero.
Hello?
Yes.
It's Ann.
This is who?
This is Ann.
Ann who?
Ann from California. And George.
George?
Yes.
Hey, Ann, how you doing, Ann? What's going on? Ann, it's pretty good. Girl, what's happening?
I'm good. Very peaceful.
Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful. It's good to hear your voice. Are you coming to the gathering?
I don't have a green light on the gathering yet, but I want to come.
Well, Lord, you better hurry up and show that green light. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I don't think you have missed a gathering, have you?
If I ever missed one?
You haven't missed one, have you?
No, I went to the last one. I missed the one before that.
Okay, you missed the one before that. Okay.
And I went
all
to the
right.
first one. I went to the first
and you,
one.
The first one that we had at the church. Yeah.
Yeah, the first praise one God. I went to, so I missed just one.
Okay, praise God. Well, we got to get you back on the good foot, Ann. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Lord, let her come in Jesus' mighty name. Wealth,
amen.
Wealth more abundantly. Raphael.
Yes, sir.
What you here for your sister here? She's down in Southern California, too. She all of them down there. Boy, oh, boy, it's a California day. Hallelujah.
I just heard God say that he's shaking you, and there's about to be some things that's about to be taken away. There's about to be almost like a pruning away of some things because God is getting ready to put you on the path that he needs for you to be. And this path that he needs for you to be is going to usher you in to the dimension that he wants you to be. It's also going to allow doors to be open for you. I just hear a sudden blessing coming your way. I don't know what you're expecting God for, but I hear God saying that it's getting ready to come suddenly. There's about to be some things that's about to open for you suddenly. There's about to be some things that happen suddenly. Even when it comes to your family, there's about to be some suddenly things that's about to happen. And God is getting ready to show his glory to you like never before. And yes, you've seen the glory of God before, but the way you're getting ready to see the glory of God now is going to change the way that you view God. It's going to change the way that your relationship is with God, because it's going to usher you into his presence. And when you get into his presence this time, it's going to be a place where you're going to stay there, because you're going to be so comfortable and so peaceful with being in his presence that you're not going to want to move.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And daughter, just let me add this to you, Anne, that the Lord says, praise the Lamb of God, he swear by his holiness, you're going to be at the gathering, and when you come, you're going to come bearing gifts. That's what the Lord says, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And
amen.
I won't take it back. What God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So know that your certainly blessing is at the door. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, wait a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. God said this is going to be a sign to you. There's a man, I want you to watch this now, there's a man with a knot on his hand. I don't know if you know him right off the top of your head or not. But God said the man with the knot on his hand is going to put a check in your hand. Hallelujah. So you watch it. Praise the Lamb of God. God gives you a sign. The man with a knot, praise the Lamb of God, the bump knot on his hand, praise the Lamb of God, is going to put a check in your hand. Praise God. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. We love you today. Look to see you soon. My God.
Thank you. God bless you all.
All right. Praise God. Let me see. I'm trying to get in another one or two here. Erica 313.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Prophet.
Hey.
This is Mary.
You.
How you doing? Hey, Elder Raphael, how y'all doing?
Good.
We doing fine. How you doing, Mary?
I'm doing okay. Getting ready to start going back to work next week.
You know, but Mary, I'm gonna tell you this: there's a lot of people can't go to work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
there's
grateful.
A lot of people without a job.
Yeah. I'm grateful.
Hallelujah. There's a lot of people who would love to be in your shoes. Praise the Lamb of God. So we bless God.
Well, if they
God
be in my room for a minute, they would be running out. once they be in my classroom for a minute, they run out.
They run out.
Yeah, they run out. You got to be anointed to deal with my students. But I'm going to be starting my classes next week in the doctoral program, too. So just a month of newness for me.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Well,
yeah.
We're going to be praying for you that God allow you to juggle, praise the Lamb of God, in between teaching and school and being the best grandmother in the world. Praise the Lord. As well as
yeah.
people to the PA ministry and PSM.
Yeah.
We just pray for you. Hallelujah. And all that you do for us to help enhance the kingdom. Praise God. In the support of your pastor. You're an awesome member, and I thank God for you. Praise the Lamb. Raphael, I'm going to give you a break here. Come on, man.
Amen. Mary, I just hear and I just heard while you were talking to Prophet, I just heard that it is well. I just heard that everything is getting ready to work together for your good, and I hear that God is getting ready to bless you for your faithfulness. God is getting ready to bless you so much so because God said you have been faithful over the small things, and I'm getting ready to make you ruler over many. And don't think it's strange that God is getting ready to shift some things around in your life. And God is getting ready to shift some things because God has to get you ready for what he's about to do with you. God is getting ready to bless you among your imagination, among what you even can imagine or think because of how faithful you have been. God said you have not only been faithful in ministry, but God said you have been faithful to me. God said even when nobody else wanted to do it, you did it. God said even when it seems like everybody else was turning their backs, you didn't. God said even when everybody else wanted to throw in the towel, you didn't. God said you still stayed in position. You still stayed focused, and God said, I'm going to bless you. Just trust me in this season.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now we bless our boy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I receive that.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you. Mary, I just see you walking into a school building. Praise the Lamb of God. I see you walking up the walkway, going into a school building. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this may not be the name that is going to be, but it says Mary's Academy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God's going to give you the desire of your heart. Praise the Lamb of God. There's wings in this school, though. There's like a... my God, hallelujah, the building is made like a, hallelujah, like a cross, like, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, yeah, praise God. You walk in, and then you can go right or left, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You can go straight ahead, too, praise the Lamb, and the halls are long, praise God, hallelujah. But the side of the building, hallelujah, that I can see is longer, praise the Lamb of God, than the entrance hall. I can see from the door you went in, I can see straight down the hall to the back door. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, from the door you came in. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's going to give you a building, praise the Lamb of God, to do school. And it looks like an elementary building, praise God. It doesn't have... you know, I don't see, praise God, hallelujah, maybe three-story, praise God, yes, maybe two or three stories I see, praise the Lamb of God, but God's going to give you this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, glory to Jesus, praise God,
hallelujah.
He's going to grant you, all right, you be blessed, daughter, praise the Lamb.
All right, you all too, thank you, amen.
Thank you, God in heaven. Right on the day, King Jesus. Praise God. Error code 832.
Prophet, hey, this is Stephen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Stephen. How are you doing?
I'm doing blessed. Hey, I've got potentially good news. God is working in my situation, and I'm asking God about Anna, who's the DA, because it's like my attorney and I are, I felt the Lord telling me with wisdom to take the plea bargain that she is offering to basically get out from underneath the storm. And I know that she's going to eventually have read the files and just throw out the case. So I'm just curious if she's been reading the CPS records, and I'm asking God what's going on behind the scenes. I'm trusting him, and I'm thanking him that's moving in my behalf. It's just, you know, I feel like I don't want to continue fighting this thing, so.
So what is this plea bargain about? Does it work in your benefit? Will it end it and you can go on
yeah,
with your life?
I will get my dismissal, but I will have to earn the dismissal. I'll have to prove through the dismissal or through the probationary period. She agreed to go from 7 years probation to 5 years probation. And what we're agreeing and believing for is that there will not be a registry. They will not have to register for this, that she will basically just be willing to negotiate and to make a settlement. But I'm really still believing that as we are basically showing her that we're willing to negotiate, that she is willing to continue reading those files and that God will open her eyes to those files as she knows that I'm not the culprit here, that the person that accused me is.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, Stephen, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to pray that the Lord will teach you in the right direction. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you are anxious to get this off of your... Wait a minute. Bless the Lord. God said, don't take the plea bargain. He told you it was going to be thrown out. The Lord said, don't take the plea bargain.
Is he giving me any understanding of when I'm going to hear that it's thrown out? Because the next court date is the 16th, and it's either I take the plea or go to trial, and I don't want to go to trial. I'm tired of fighting it.
That's all the Lord gave me, man.
Okay.
Just obey God, man.
Okay.
Just obey God. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Prophet.
All right. You bless. People,
our
time is
2:00.
Thanks. Yes.
I'm asking for God to bless my girlfriend and her finances. She has been living to paycheck to paycheck, and I'm asking God to send her a financial blessing because she's struggling and she's taking care of her mother who's disabled, and they weren't able to get food stamps, and they're trying to get Social Security for her mother. So,
we'll pray over that too. But we're out of time now. I got to get off the air. I'm going into overtime. Okay. Okay. You be blessed, son.
Okay. Thanks, Prophet.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you, Raphael, for being here. Prophet Darrell, thank you. And all those that called in today, granddaughter, all of you, be blessed. Hey, we'll holler at you guys tomorrow. Make sure you're with us. Praise the Lamb of God tonight. Prophetic word on the page. Hallelujah. Be blessed, everybody. I'm excited about your future.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. Broken.